This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Congress has certified the 2024 presidential election results. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that unlike in 2020, no Coloradans objected.
All Colorado senators and representatives voted to certify Republican Donald Trump's presidential win. The quick joint session was very different from 2021, when both Republican representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted to overturn President Joe Biden's win, along with over 100 other Republican House members, despite no evidence of mass voter fraud. The only Colorado Republican who voted to certify that year was Ken Buck. In 2021, a mob attacked the Capitol, delaying the certification. This time, the biggest concern for lawmakers was snow, and whether it would delay some from reaching the Capitol in time. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Army says the Colorado man who rented a Tesla Cybertruck and blew it up in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas showed no signs of mental distress before going on leave. Pentagon officials say Master Sergeant Matthew Livelsberger had taken advantage of support programs, but added that he did not display any, quote, concerning behaviors before he was recently granted personal leave. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S., but an early screening program from the University of Colorado Cancer Center has some intriguing results. The partnership is with a similar center at the University of Kentucky that started cancer screenings in 2015. Jamie Stutz co-leads the program with CU and says the key is developing trusting community relationships.
We can reduce costs and improve our public health by doing this more effectively.
The program has helped Kentucky record a 10% drop in late-stage cancer diagnoses. Similar initiatives are launching in Nevada and Mississippi, targeting high-risk communities. This is CPR News and KRCC.